And we do not have a quorum, but we will start as a subcommittee and hear bills. So we'd like to invite everybody to make sure they turn their cell phones off and so forth. We are going to consider first, Senator Roth, do you have your bill? You want to consider that first? Oh. Why don't we do, yeah, Senator Roth's on the committee, so why don't we do Assemblywoman Cervantes's bill? That's the high occupancy vehicle lanes for Riverside County. I'm sure that Senator Roth would want to comment and vote on that bill, so we'll hear the Assemblywoman. And welcome to our committee, Assemblywoman. You have the floor to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. I am proud to present Assembly Bill 162 today. Assembly Bill 162 will convert all carpool lanes in Riverside County to continuous access operation with an exemption for high occupancy toll or hot lanes. Northern and Southern California generally differ on how they use carpool lanes. In Northern California, carpool lanes generally use continuous access operation, meaning that cars enter and exit the carpool lane at any point. In Southern California, carpool lanes generally use limited access operation, meaning that cars only enter or exit carpool lanes at certain points. However, there is little evidence that the benefit of limited access operation heavily outweigh those of continuous access operation. In fact, there was a study done by UC Berkeley in 2012. Caltrans study also showed that limited access leads to more negative safety outcomes compared to continuous access. Another study by UC Riverside showed that limited access leads to increased vehicle exhaust emissions on our freeways due to decreased traffic flow. Orange County has been working since 2007 to convert much of its carpool lanes to continuous access operation, which is now used on the 5, the 22, the 57, and the 91 freeways. In other parts of our state, continuous access carpool lanes have led to better safety outcomes, as well as better traffic flow and cleaner air. It is time for Riverside County to also make this transition through AB 162. This would be a win-win situation for Riverside County commuters. I want to respectfully ask for your aye vote on this measure. This idea actually came from a Riverside County City Council member who's also a former CHP officer and is supported by our very own Riverside County Board of Supervisors.
Hey, are there any testimony in favor, please? Testimony in favor of the bill. Come forward. Come on, John.
A hard time with this seat. Pardon me, Mr. Chairman and members, Mark Watts representing the Riverside County Transportation Commission. While the board of the commission has not yet adopted a formal position of support, they're working on it. And I would just point out that within Riverside County, we have a mix of continuous lanes and some of the other types, and this would bring commonality throughout the county. So I appreciate your support.
Honorable Chair and members, Riverside County Board of Supervisors is in full support of this bill, and we thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Identify yourself.
Do you want me to genuflex? Is that what you said?
Just identify yourself. I'm not asking you.
I'm sorry. You know, my hearing aids just aren't working really well anymore.
Senator Roth, are all these supervisors in Riverside County like this guy?
Who are you?
His name. I don't know who he is.
Hold on. Oh, that's somebody else's card. I was looking for my driver's license, Senator. Supervisor John Tavolone, Riverside County Supervisor.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. Singing John Tavolone. Okay. Other speakers in favor? Anybody else? Okay. We have the speakers opposing. Anybody opposed? Senator Roth makes a motion. We can't make a motion yet, Senator. Need a quorum. Assemblywoman, you may close.
I respectfully ask for your aye vote on this measure.
Yes, and we're recommending a support. We'll take a vote when we have a quorum. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Can we move down to Assemblymember Joan Sawyer's bill? Semyman, you have, this is for our committee. This is item 5, AB 1205. Assembly Member John Soto, you have the floor to present the bill.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Senators. I come before you today to present AB 1205, a bill which would improve the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Authority's ability to contract with small business enterprises and create a medium business set-aside to establish a growth path for small business partners. Current law allows LA Metro to operate a small business program to award qualified small business enterprises with contracts ranging from between $5,000 and $3 million if they obtain three bids. However, if LA Metro is unable to receive three bids, then the contract must be returned to the general contracting pool. In 2017, that meant that LA Metro was unable to award 13 out of 19 contracts to small businesses, even though there were two bids for seven of those contracts. Allowing LA Metro to solicit three bids instead of obtaining three bids would result in more contracts awarded to small business enterprises and increased economic growth in the local area. Additionally, this bill would create a medium business set-aside program for contracts ranging between $3 million and $30 million. This set-aside program would be similar to the current small business program and would allow a clear path for LA Metro small business partners. With me today to testify is Michael Turner, Deputy Executive Officer of Government Relations for LA Metro, the sponsor of this bill. Senators, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Speaker in favor.
Mr. Chairman and members, Michael Turner on behalf of the LA County Metropolitan Transportation Authority Board of Directors. And I'd like to thank Assemblymember Joan Sawyer, I keep saying it from her
last. I know.
Authoring this bill for us. It's a very important measure that helps us work with our small and medium-sized business programs. We've had a lot of success in implementing the largest capital program and transit expansion program in the country. In doing that, we've had a very aggressive program to encourage participation by small businesses. What we found, however, is that once those businesses succeed in our small business program, they become what is a new thing that we were working to define called a medium-sized business, but they're not quite big enough to compete with some of the large firms on our major contracts. So what we're trying to do is create a program so that once somebody gets from our small business program, they can continue to develop to ultimately move to being able to implement some of our largest contracts. And so this bill will help us do that. Thank you.
Other speakers in favor? Yes. Go ahead.
Hi. Is it working?
Yeah, you're all right.
My name is Kat Janovic. I am a small business owner. I own a company called Ecotech Strategic Services for Goods Movement. I currently hold work with Metro, and we recognize how important this legislation is for other small businesses. Thank you.
Thank you. Other speakers in favor? Do we have speakers opposing this bill? Please come forward. Any speakers opposing AB 1205? Seeing none, questions from the committee? Anybody? Senator Gaggiani, have a question?
I support the bill, and I just wanted to point out I did some legislation last year. I'm pretty sure the governor signed it to increase the dollar amount for the definition of a small business enterprise, so I just wanted to call that to your attention.
Thank you.
Okay. So thank you for this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Any other questions? Seeing none, you may close your arguments.
I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
We have a motion. We don't have a motion. So we'll, Assembly Member, when we reach a quorum, we'll take a vote on this bill. I will be supporting the bill. I think this will provide jobs and create jobs in the community where the Metro projects are being constructed, and I strongly favor that. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Roth, you may present your resolution. SCR 90 by Senator Roth, and this is a requirement to make an exemption to our naming highways or structures policies. The individual is still alive, and we are required to make an exemption. So Senator Roth has a resolution. Senator, you may present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, I appreciate the privilege of presenting this particular resolution. Over the past 3 decades or so, I've had the privilege and honor of knowing and working with Mr. Joe Tavoloni. It is indisputable that Mr. Tavoloni's business and generosity have built and shaped Riverside County into certainly one of the fastest growing regions in our nation. Since 1927, Mr. Tavoloni and his family have been a driving force in the Riverside region. Beginning in the 1940s, he oversaw the building of thousands and thousands of homes for our service members who were returning from World War II. From the 1960s to today, he and his construction company built vital state highway infrastructure that has helped certainly to shape Southern California into one of the state's most important economic engines, and Riverside and San Bernardino counties into two of the fastest growing counties in the United States. Mr. Tavoloni's commitment to community extends well past transportation infrastructure, and I must say. He's the past chair of the Contractors State Licensing Board, the past president of the National Association of State Contractors Licensing Agencies, a past member of the board of the Riverside Public Utilities, a city planning commissioner for multiple terms, and a member of more regional community nonprofits than anyone can count. And at 94 years old, Mr. Tavoloni is a 4-time member of the California Transportation Commission, its longest serving member, I might add, having the distinction of being appointed by both Republican and Democratic governors. It's clear that his unique and longstanding commitment to economic development, to transportation, and to public service is deserving of this exception, frankly, and this recognition. I have with me, Mr. Chair, today, Ann Mayer and Will Kempton to provide a few brief remarks, and I'm also joined, it's my honor to be joined by our distinguished former colleague, former Senator Bill Emerson. Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Bell and members of the committee. My name is Ann Mayer. I'm the Executive Director of the Riverside County Transportation Commission, and it certainly is a privilege to be here today on behalf of the RCTC Board in support of SCR 90, naming the 6091-215 junction as the Joseph Tavoloni Interchange. The 6091-215 interchange has long been a major crossroads in our county and is located in the heart of Riverside, much like Joe Tavoloni has long been in the hearts of those who call Riverside home. His accomplishments in transportation and service have meant so much to our community, economy, and quality of life. Joe's leadership and tireless efforts have truly made a difference throughout the state. While his time of service on the CTC is unprecedented, what is really remarkable are the results of his leadership, and it's not just about the $70 billion allocated during his tenure. There have been times when money is hard to come by, and other times when commissioners had serious decisions to make about where to spend billions of dollars. Regardless of the circumstances, Joe is always fair and straightforward, clearly focused on doing the right thing, not necessarily focused on a political win. His keen understanding of people in politics has allowed him to solve problems that seemed insurmountable. People put their cards on the table and know he expects them to do their best. Across the state, people know if Commissioner Tavoloni is involved, everyone is going to play it straight and work it out. 400,000 cars and trucks roll through the 6091-215 interchange every day. When the project went to construction over a decade ago, it was the second largest project in the state, behind only the Bay Bridge. It is a fitting symbol of Mr. Tavoloni's unwavering commitment to his community, the CTC, and the state of California. I urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Other speakers.
Mr. Chairman and members, my name is Will Kempton, retired, and I'm here today in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution 90, which would name the 6091-215 interchange in honor of Joe Tavoloni. Now, you've heard or read about the contributions Commissioner Tavoloni has made to the transportation industry over his multiple terms as a member of the California Transportation Commission, appointed or reappointed by 3 governors representing both major parties. $70 billion in project allocations, $1 million in jobs created over his tenure. However, I'd like to talk to you today about a different view of Mr. Tavoloni, the tenets he follows in life: honor, integrity, and service above self. I spent 43 and a half years in the transportation business, and most of that time I was working to get something built, a bridge, a freeway, an interchange, focused on delivery, worrying about scopes, costs, and schedules. When you're thinking about all that steel and concrete, budgets and procedures, it's easy to forget about those affected. I was privileged to serve the people of California as both State Director of Transportation and Executive Director of the Transportation Commission during Joe's tenure on the CTC. He is a consummate gentleman in the conduct of his duties, respectful and thoughtful. He is not the most vocal of commissioners, but when he speaks, everyone listens. Most importantly, in all of the deliberations, the debates, and the important issues that have come before the commission, he has never lost sight of the human side of a problem, whether it is a hearing on a property take, allocating limited resources, having to cut critical projects in the face of overwhelming need, or in simply responding to the public. Joe never overlooks the personal side of the situation. Based on his tenure and performance as an appointed commissioner, it is entirely fitting that this resolution would honor him in a meaningful and lasting way. But I will always remember Joe Tavoloni for his concern and consideration for the people he has encountered during his years of service. In truth, that may be the best reason for approving SCR 90, and I respectfully encourage your I vote. Thank you.
Senator Emerson.
Thank you, Senator Bell and members of the committee. I'm here in support of this measure to name the 6091 215 freeway for Joe Tavoloni. Thank you.
Other speakers in favor, please.
Mr. Chairman, members, Mark Watts. I'm here today on behalf of Transportation California and Metrolink, and we're both entities are very strongly in support of this measure. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anastasia Kovalchuk on behalf of San Bernardino County Transportation Authority and Ventura County Transportation Commission in support.
Moira Topp on behalf of Orange County Transportation Authority, very happy to be here in support.
Jean Hurst here today on behalf of the Riverside County Board of Supervisors in proud support.
Orville Thomas from the California Alliance for Jobs in proud support of the measure.
Michael Turner on behalf of LA Metro in support.
Katie Donahue Duran with the State Council of Laborers in support.
Okay, thank you. Do we have speakers opposing this measure? Okay, I don't see anybody. Any questions from the committee? Senator Gaines, please, and Senator Galgiani.
I remember Mr. Tavoloni. How do you say it again? Tavoloni, when I was in the assembly and working with him to get a grade separation in Merced County, and I'd be happy to move this motion when we're ready.
Okay, thank you, Senator Gaines.
Thank you, Senator Roth, for bringing this forward. And I just have a process question because we had a situation similar to this for the Bay Bridge, and I think it was the first incident where we had named a piece of infrastructure after someone who is still alive. And that was Willie Brown in that case. And I voted in opposition to that because it was counter to procedures. And so I guess I'm wondering if maybe the committee should reconsider its rules in terms of when we would designate a highway or any other piece of infrastructure before someone has passed. And so that's my reluctance. I just want you to be aware of that. And maybe there's something extenuating or unique in this case.
Well, obviously, Mr. Tavoloni's record, I think, in my opinion, or I wouldn't be standing here, is extraordinary. I've only been a politician for a very short time. This is my sixth year. But I've been the beneficiary and recipient of Joe Tavoloni's efforts, his extraordinary efforts, for decades as a resident of inland Southern California, who travels the highways of both Riverside and San Bernardino County, and frankly Orange County, and apparently the efforts of Mr. Joe Tavoloni extend far beyond our inland Southern California area, at least to the Central Valley and beyond. I would certainly be supportive of a review of our policies. I guess my comment is,
You know, at some point when someone has lived for 94 years and has spent decades and decades doing simply extraordinary work that is extraordinary by anyone's measure, do you really need to wait to the 97th year or beyond in order to recognize those efforts? And if so, perhaps my question is why. But that's not the issue before the committee today. I would certainly be supportive of that sort of study. I understand your concern. I was present for both of the two exceptions made to this policy in this decade, and I was present for the debate and the vote, and I understand the issues, and I appreciate your concern and your question.
Thank you. Senator Morrell.
Yes, I wasn't sure what the rule was. But, you know, I've thought about this before this bill ever came up, because I've seen things over the years where people in their 30s and 40s have buildings named after them, and then, you know, they end up in trouble. So that's a problem. So I do understand, you know, the logic of waiting until someone passes on. The other side of the coin, I also think at 94 years old, he's got a track record that's been pretty darn good of serving his community, and so I think he's passed the test of credibility. And so I think at that point there should be some flexibility. But again, since I'm not an expert on the rules, but I am going to support this today, unless if I find out, you know, exactly, you know, what protocol is, then I might change it. But I think he's worthy. All I've heard since I've been in the Senate and the Assembly prior were all the good things that family has done. So I'll be a yes vote.
Okay. Did somebody else want to say something? Senator Vidak.
I see somebody else wanting to stand up for support. Is that?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know if they're, I don't presume what they're going to say, but.
With your permission, Mr. Chairman, committee members, Keith Dunn on behalf of the Self-Help Counties Coalition, and I apologize, I got stuck downstairs before you closed out the public comments, but I wanted to make sure and take the opportunity to express to you and your committee members here the full support of all 24 self-help counties who work to provide infrastructure for our state. This is a man who has been involved in billions of dollars of programming throughout his lifetime, has made an impact on our infrastructure, not just in the region that he works in, but across our state. There's no one more deserving. I would remind you all that you make the rules. This is one that if there ever was a chance or an opportunity to bend those rules, a perfect opportunity. This is a person who has made a great impact on our built environment in California, and there's no one more deserving, and I would just encourage you to move forward with this proposal, and I thank you for your indulgences in letting me speak. Thank you.
We have a quorum, so let's take the roll call, please. Thank you.
Senator Bell?
Here.
Bell, present. Cannella, Allen, Dodd, Gaines, Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Gaines, aye. McGuire, Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, present. Roth? Skinner?
Here.
Skinner, present.
Here.
Roth? Present. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak, present. Wachowski? Wiener?
You have a quorum. Senator Gaines.
Just a question of the chair. I'm wondering if, can we consider
Yeah, we have a process we have to do. What we have to do first, we have two motions, essentially, we have to do. If we want to consider this, the first motion would be to waive the rules, and the second motion would be to act on the issue. Okay. So there'd be two, it's a process.
Okay.
I would ask, is there anybody objections to making a motion on waiving the rules? So we would entertain a motion. There's a motion, okay. There's a motion to waive the rules. Any discussion on that? We're talking about the rules now. The rules are adopted for the members every session at the first meeting. So we adopt a rule at the first meeting, a set of rules for the committee. That's the rule we're waiving. Okay. So every session, there's another resolution of the committee that adopts a different, you know, a new set of rules for that session, that two-year session. Okay. So some of the committee members that haven't been on the committee for the full time, the rules are adopted every 2 years, basically, for all the standing committees. Yeah, discussion, Senator Vidak.
So this rule is only a committee rule?
It's yes, sir.
It's not a. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we can waive the rules if we so choose.
Okay, you want to make sure?
Yeah, we have a motion. Yeah, we have a motion. Okay, we have a motion. This is a motion to waive the rules first, okay? So we're doing the procedural motion first. Okay, go ahead and call the roll, please.
On the motion to waive the committee policy, Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella? Allen? Dodd? Gaines? Dodd, aye. Gaines? Gaines, aye. Galgiani? Galgiani, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morrell? Morrell, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Okay, we have a majority of waiving the rules, so we can now entertain a motion on the issue, on the resolution. Is there a motion on this resolution? Okay, Senator Vidak makes a motion. Is there any further discussion on this?
I'd only ask that we reconsider our rules in the future so that we
have clarity. The next session will
be setting precedents, and I just think it makes sense if we have worthy people that we're going to bring forward in the future. It would provide clarity and wouldn't have to waive a rule.
Okay, we can discuss that when we consider the new rules for the next session. That'd be the way we do it. So we'll bring that up specifically to talk about. Okay, there's a motion to approve this resolution. Call the roll, please.
This is SCR 90 by Senator Roth. The motion is be adopted and referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella? Allen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner? Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
We have 10 votes in favor of the motion. We'll approve. I'll wait for absent members.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and colleagues. Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion. Let's do the consent calendar first.
I move the consent calendar.
There's a motion on the consent calendar. It consists. Go ahead.
On the consent calendar, which consists of file items 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella? Allen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Gaines? Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner? Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
10 votes in favor, leave the roll of absent members. We'll go next to AB 162, Assemblywoman Cervantes. AB 162, it's item 3 on the. Senator Roth makes a motion. Call any discussion? We'll call the roll, please.
This is Assembly Bill 162 by Assemblymember Cervantes. The motion is do pass and refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella? Allen? Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
That has 11 votes and.
We have
Allen. Okay. So we can hold it. We'll leave the roll open for absent members. We'll go to the last item. This is item 5, AB 1205, Assembly Member Joan Sawyer. Can we have a motion on this bill, please? There's a motion. We'll call the roll, please.
Assembly Bill 1205 by Assembly Member Joan Sawyer. The motion is do pass. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Cannella? Allen? Dodd? Dodd, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morrell?
No.
Morrell, no. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
We have 10 votes in favor, 1 opposed. Leave the roll open for absent members. I'll leave the roll open for absent members and.
Just waiting for Allen.
He's right there. Oh, there he is. Okay. Can we lift the call on the remaining items, please? So, Senator Allen, you can vote. Okay. You ready to vote? Okay.
This is SCR 90 by Senator Roth. The motion is be adopted and referred to the Appropriations Committee. Senator Cannella, Allen, Allen, aye, Skinner. 11-0.
11 votes in favor, that passes.
This is AB 162 by Assemblymember Cervantes. The motion is do pass and refer to the Committee on Appropriations. Cannella, Allen, Allen, aye.
That is 12 votes. That motion passes. We already voted on it. Yeah.
This is Assembly Bill 1205 by Assemblymember Joan Sawyer. The motion is do pass. Senator Cannella, Allen, Allen, aye. 11-1.
That is 11 votes in favor. That motion passes. Consent calendar.
On the consent calendar, which consists of file items 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9, with the chair voting aye. Senator Cannella, Allen,
aye.
Allen, aye, Skinner.
11-0. 11-0, that motion passes.
We're good.
Senator Skinner doesn't want to come back.
She does not.
Okay, thank you, everybody. We're adjourned. The committee's adjourned. Yes, sir. Yes.